Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. It is Turning Up Tuesday. It is Twisted Up Tuesday. And it can certainly be Tangeray Tuesday if you want it to be. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. Gumba Rum, GUBBARUM.com. That's Gumba Rum, GUBBARUM, Gumba Rum. We do have two versions of Gumba Rum. Vanilla and gold. One is infused with vanilla. The other is infused with coconut. Today is May the 10th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa and members in the UK and Germany. And, of course, my honorary member in India, Karan Patwari. Listen, I got a special musical showcase for Mellow Young and Oyami. I have some great, great hot stuff all today. I got some music for you, horny. So not willing to please. It is hot on today. When I listen to the song, I say, oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is some good stuff here. Listen, y'all know this is a station of, y'all know, go ahead, fill in the blank, smash hit makers. And listen, honey, listen on today. I got another smash hit maker. I was telling y'all on yesterday about Trina L., whose music was snatched up by CSI New York. Yes, 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 her song started by Do It All the Time. I'm going to play it for you on today, Trina L. Trina L. came on the show a long time ago. Got to talk with telling her about her music, what was going to happen. 2 years later, bam, 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 thank you, ma'am. CSI picked it up. It is a soundtrack now on CSI New York. Yes, indeed. I'm going to play it for you a little bit later on today. But up first, it is Mellow Young. Mellow Young, his artist name is Mellow Young. Listen, he's an up-and-coming singer and songwriter, also known by his stage name, Mellow Young. He comes from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's a budding singer, and he got into music as a hobby, expressing his creative juices and talents. And then he fully released his latest single called She Don't Deserve. She don't deserve them. Listen, it's based off of a true story, and it had a massive over 18,000 views on YouTube. So now listen. Y'all know that ain't easy to do. Do you hear me? That is not easy to do, to get 18,000 hits like that. Uh-huh. But listen, I'm going to show you what he working with, and you're going to hear what he working with. Listen, if you're just not tuning in to the Fierce Female Network, we are live on iHeartRadio as far as Spotify and Amazon and Audible, along with all the other major streaming platforms. This song is She Don't Deserve Me. Take a listen.
Got a lot of shit to figure out. Thinking about when she's coming to the house. Hoping she not cheating on me not. Because I know that you are always hot. Probably making love to another guy. Like I don't know how to read between the lines. Getting off work at different certain times. Telling me your boss got you working overnight. I'm just sick and tired of all of these lies. You've been telling me since you arrived. Always trying to fuck when you high. After kicking it with some guy trying so hard to mess with my mind, but I'm not gonna let you fuck with me now.
She don't deserve me.
I don't know why I put myself in this damn position. Yeah, I know I made a lot of bad decisions. Yeah, stressing and praying at night.
But I know this shit a waste of
she
time.
She don't deserve me.
She calling and texting my phone, but I ain't really caring on what she wants. Should've thought about that when you was with Tyrone. Sexing and kissing when you was all in the zone. Now I'm moving up a whole new level. Now you crying and just keep stressing, because this man done already left you. After hitting it multiple times, late at night having me to cry, crushing my heart and hoping I die. And I ain't never going back on this route, because I'm doing something better with my life. Continue my career and follow the light, cause I can't walk away knowing that I tried. And maybe God will bless me with another wife.
She don't deserve me.
I don't know why I put myself in this damn position. Yeah, I know I made a lot of bad ass decisions. Yeah, stressing and praying at night, hoping she's thinking about changing her life. But I know this shit a waste of
she
time.
Don't
I don't know why I put myself in this damn position, yeah. I know I made a lot of bad ass decisions, yeah. Stressing and praying at night, hoping she's thinking about changing her life. But I know this shit a waste of time.
She don't deserve me.
That's fire. That's fire. That is super dope. That's a dope cut right there. Listen, that's his brand new single. And it's based off real life experience. Y'all, it ain't nothing he made up. Now, listen, that song is really dope. It's fire. It is lit. The beat is awesome. Y'all heard it. It is hot, hot, hot. Listen, and I'm telling you, of course, that song will go really, really great with a love story. Of course, it can easily be attached to a love story. I am telling you. That is the bomb. So listen, I really think that Mellow Young has a great smash hit right there. Oh, yes, I do. With the good, some good smoking locomotive. Y'all remember yesterday I was telling y'all about that locomotive with the right locomotive behind it going chicka. And y'all know the locomotive. Y'all heard yesterday I explained about the train and the locomotive. That's the fire that's behind you. That's sometime on your route, you get tired. Now, if you was ever a newspaper boy, you know, back in the day, the little boys used to have a job, have a paper route. You know, if you didn't have a bicycle, you had to walk, whatever means necessary, your skateboard, whatever. And sometime on that newspaper, the way I know, because I dated a little boy, he had his newspaper route, and he'd get up at 5 in the morning and all this kind of stuff and deliver his newspaper. Well, listen. Sometime on your route, oh, glory to God, here come a life's blessing. Now, this applies in life. It applies in any situation. A lot of times during your route, you get tired. Because, listen, along your route, you might meet up with a great big old dog. You never know. A great big old dog meeting you at the front. You're trying to throw the paper into the person's yard. Big old dog's out there. See, and then when that happens, you need your locomotive to come and to cut that thing off. Listen, now I'm giving a parable here, so y'all catch it. Listen. So listen, on your route, you meet up with all kind of things. You know, you're throwing your newspaper, you're trying to make your little coins. You know, you got your newspaper route, you're throwing your papers, you might meet up with a great big old dog, and sometimes you might meet up with the drunk in the morning time. Now listen, in the hood, now let me tell you how I roll in the hood. If anybody know anything about growing up in the hood, well, if you throw that paper sometime early in the morning, you're liable to run into the neighborhood drunk. You're liable to run into the man of the house, and he may be drunk. Yeah, it's very, very possible. Very, very possible. And then you got to put up with all this, get away from my house. I don't want no paper to pay. And so, listen, you know, when somebody roll out their house drunk, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't want the newspaper. They don't want to see you, and they trying to chase you off. They popping all that kind of business. So, listen, when that happens, you know what's going to happen. You got your locomotive. Now listen. So I said all that to say this. In our lives, we on our route to get to our destination. We're trying to get to the destiny, the purpose that God has set up for us to get to, right? But along the route comes all these different challenges. Now, y'all know. I ain't got to explain that part because y'all already know that. You get all these different challenges come, and what happens? You go like this. You might fall asleep because you're so devilish tired from the last challenge. You ain't got enough strength to go, you to go face on with the next challenge. So you end up doing this. You got to go to sleep and get enough strength to meet on with the next challenge. Now, y'all telling me, I ain't telling the truth. So listen, when you have a locomotive behind you, your locomotive gives you strength to get up. And your locomotive is your circle of people, your circle that you can trust. You know that's behind you, that's going to hold your arms up to give you some strength to keep on moving. Now listen. I'm going to play stutter. It's Trina L. Stutter. Now just go ahead and too. There's a lot of folks that come on the show. I'm telling you, a lot of artists, and they come in the beginning. Now this is the God Heaven truth. And the Father God in Heaven just pours out in spirit. Just different things be said during broadcast, and I don't be nothing, of course, about their career. And then, boom, later on they come back and say, you know, such happened. It really did happen. And I'm going to tell you, if you even go on Facebook right now, there's people that's just recently been on the show and got, I was on there yesterday. I said, oh, this girl got this thing posted up here. Anyway, during her interview, same thing happened. You know, I started speaking things about her music. It wasn't me speaking. It was the Father God. I have to give credit to God because it ain't me. It's him that's in heaven that's speaking through me. And I told it to her about her music. She took that thing, posted it all on Facebook. This is what happened. She began to say these different things over me. But it's God that got to recognize that it's God that's doing speaking. I mean, now listen. Here comes this song, Stutter. This is Trina L, y'all. Trina L. Name of the song is Stutter. Okay, once again. And it got picked up, soundtrack for CSI New York. Here we go, Stutter. When you meet the horn, and y'all ever met the lightning bolt, you know, when you meet somebody, and I talk about it all the time, you know, you meet somebody and that electricity and that energy and that connection is just like, y'all let me somebody like that. It's just like, wow. It just knocks you out of your socks and out of your shoes when you meet somebody like that. It's just like, wow. So anyway, that stutter, stutter, that's what she's singing about. She met somebody that just make you stutter, stutter. You be like, how are you? You know, you can't even get words out your mouth. So listen, listen. And sometimes when you meet them kind, it's best to just let them do the talking, and you just nod your head until you get yourself together and take a couple of breaths, and you manage to be able to say, oh, I'm fine. You know, it just takes you a minute to get yourself together. All right. Now I got some more musical showcase for you right now. I tell you, I'm having a stone cold blast. It's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. Listen, so now y'all heard in the beginning, Mellow Young, Mellow Young. Now y'all remember that name. Y'all remember that name, Mellow Young, Mellow Young, Mellow Young. Mellow Young, Mellow Young. Sound like a drink, don't it? And I ain't talking about Mellow Yellow, but it do sound like a drink. He just is smooth. Y'all see that picture? Y'all check out that picture on him. Y'all see that picture? Look at that look. He looking dead at you because he mean business about his music career. Y'all look at that. Yeah, and he got that look for next top model. You know, he got that thing going on. You know, he can do some modeling. See, listen, I always tell y'all with music, you know, I ain't going to never stop talking about multiple streams of income because that's in my blood. I believe in having multiple streams of income. And I always tell independent artists, have more income than just your music, baby. Let your music, oh, Lord, let your music work for you. Attach your music to as many things as you possibly can. Listen, listen, listen. Study Snoop Dogg. Y'all know what Snoop Dogg is doing. Of course, you ain't going to be coming out the gate doing it like he is. But, honey, I cannot stop talking about Snoop Dogg because he is a businessman, businessman. When at the end of the day, when he gets you blowing his smoke, puff, puff, pass, pass, puff, puff, pass, pass, he got a quadrillion products out there with his name on it, cookbooks, all kind of products. Do you hear me? Now, that is the prime example. Y'all study what he's doing. If y'all take a look at what he's doing, if you go on Amazon and put his name in, take a look at his cookbook, especially that one from Cook to Cook. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Y'all got to catch the vision. My artists, y'all got to catch the vision. Catch the vision. Sometimes people, listen, I'm trying to wake y'all up because a lot of times, artists don't have a business mind. They so focused on music. Now, I'm talking to everybody, not just one person in particular. A lot of times, the thing that I try to get musicians to see is that your music got to be, it's a business. 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 And a lot of times, you know, including myself, a lot of times we get so locked into the creativity. And people that's talented, that's really, really talented. We all kind of got that, you know, got that flavor where we just so locked into creativity. We love to create. We love to create. But, honey, you got to do the business part. You got to think about the money part, of course, because music costs money. It ain't, you know, it ain't like it's going to start flourishing without the money. You got to have some cash, baby. You know what I mean? So listen, 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 listen. Ooh, that's a life lesson for y'all. Hope I woke somebody up. So listen, I got another music showcase and musical salute. This artist, this young lady, and she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. Let me tell you something. The Source magazine compares her to Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and Lauryn Hill. So listen, and she's multi-talented. She's gorgeous. She really got some music for you. I'm going to put it up in your ear. One of her songs is Prince of Luck. I'm going to play it for you on today, Prince of Luck. And, yeah, so you're going to love it. You're going to love it. She's just gorgeous, very talented, a lot of talent. You know, but a talent without a plan is nothing. That's another thing. I'm going to play the song, then I'm talking about talk to you about talents and goals without plans and strategy. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you that's so important. You got to have it. Listen, this song is a Yanza, Yanza, Yanza.
Yanza. Going out. Nobody's stopping me, rocking my body, but that ain't no problem, see. Can't control how you're treating me, even when it feels the world is defeating me. I walk to blaze, a nocturnal rebellion, freeing the slave. You know that chill that you feel in the wind. Something's got to be let go so you can begin again. Something's got to be let go so you can begin again.
Omilani. Listen, as I said earlier, the Source magazine compares her to Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and Lauryn Hill. I'm telling you, that beat was just awesome. That is really something. Let me give you a little bit of her background story. She is an Afro-Filipino songwriter, and she has definitely proven she can hold her own in center stage, performing since the age of 7. So she's been performing since 7 years old. She's been featured in a multitude of programs. She is most noted for multimedia and of active performances of original works, neo-soul music, folklore expressions, tropical fusion, salsa, and hip-hop. She is electric. Now, also, her love for languages has blossomed into Spanish, French, Portuguese, Arabic. Now, listen. Let me put a pen right there. Because listen to her music, that particular song. I'm going to play the next one, her next song that's coming up during this music showcase is Prince of Bluff. Now, y'all know what? Not saying it specifically to her. You know what? When I was listening to your music, for some reason, Adyama Van Sant came up. And when I say came up, I'm not going to even try to explain how that works. But anyway, it's the Father God in heaven that speaks. It's not me. I give all praises and glory to God because he is the one that speaks, and I speak in spirit. And so she came up. And so your platform is enlarging. Your platform is enlarging. It is enlarging beyond, of course, music. You have a multitude and diverse different gifts. And you do want, I do want to encourage you to reach out to young people, teens, as far as different programs, as far as mentoring and coaching different young people using music as a tool for them to maybe get past whatever challenges that they may have in the home, challenges that they have, because we have a lot of things that do happen with our young people as far as maybe bullying. And so your music and what you represent in spirit and truth as a person and positivity can really help mentor young people. So, yes, different programs where you are doing maybe after school programs, something like that, not-for-profit organization, in that instance, working with children, and that's another floodgate for you. And then also clothing line. I don't know if you have a want or expression or a passion as far as clothing line, but your music and what you carry, your energy can certainly be attached to a clothing line, bringing expressions of color, a lot of color, a lot of color, a lot of color. I think we need more color, more color, more color, because color, each different, and I ain't got time to go through each different color. Each different color, of course, represents something. Each color carries an energy. For instance, like pinks, yellows, blues carry a different energy. A lot of times, individuals who are maybe heavyset love to wear dark colors, dark clothing, because we know they say dark colors make you look slimmer. But I won't get into that either. So listen, your field, I would want to encourage you to get into if you have a desire to. I would encourage you to seek that out. That would be great. And also the programs working with young children would be phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. And what you working with young children, working with their hands, it would be awesome for you to have them working with their hands, you know, as far as making things, artwork, and getting into the arts and learning how to work with their hands, writing, create, being creative. So listen, let me go ahead and play this next song. It is Prince of Luck, Prince of Luck. I want y'all to take a listen.
If life was a party, it would be carnival, because I just want to dance in the streets with the whole town. Seeing all the love from the ones that we love, magic in the air, charming like the Prince of Luck. We're living the best nights of our lives on the road to more blessings.
That is the artist Omelani. Omelani, that was fantastic. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. Now, this musical showcase and salute will be continuing tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday for the artists. Now, listen, I want y'all to come back later on today. I got another Stone Cold Blast episode for y'all. I want y'all to go on over to Facebook. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, please do give it a like and a follow. As well, You can subscribe on Facebook to follow the show. Every time a show is scheduled, you'll get a notification. That way you don't miss out on any other juice around here. It is always pointy. It's always juicy and flavorful, and we always have a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Studio B didn't show up today, so I don't know what they doing. But I got to do what I do up in here. I got to get on up out of here.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, fierce, she's fierce. Fierce, 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 she's